Good morning. The storm that brought all the rain to interior New York and New England yesterday and even into the evening hours is departing now through northern New England and the Canadian Maritimes. There's just a couple of sprinkles left over, otherwise a lot of low clouds and fog and an overall dampness for the morning drive this morning. Most everyone starting in the upper 30s and lower 40s. The clouds are going to be tough to break up, but with the higher sun angle this time of year, we'll start to see some bright spots later on in the morning and an overall mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, especially in the valley locations with more clouds hanging on across the mountains. And with some sunshine, it will be milder with highs in the middle and upper 50s. The next storm is already on its heels and heading in our direction. So this evening, clouds will thicken, and more rain will break out after midnight tonight from the south and west. As we head into the morning drive tomorrow, temperatures will again be in the upper 30s and lower 40s as steadier rain moves in. The storm system will intensify over the Ohio Valley and eastern Great Lakes during the day tomorrow, pulling in a ton of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico. So the rain will fall, if not steadily, then certainly in heavier bursts from time to time. With the energy associated with this system, we'll even have the opportunity for a few rumbles of thunder. And with the intensity of the storm, we'll pick up a breeze out of the southeast at about 15 to 20 miles per hour. High temperatures tomorrow will be in the lower to mid-50s. Unlike the last storm, this next one will tend to slow down and stall out over top of us, so even into the day on Friday, we'll have a lot of clouds and run the risk of a few passing showers from time to time. The cooler air associated with this system will keep temperatures in the lower 50s. In fact, even into Saturday, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with only breaks of sunshine and highs in the upper 40s to around 50 degrees. Finally, as this system starts to get kicked out of here by the end of the weekend, we'll go back to more sunshine on Sunday. The temperatures will respond into the upper 50s, and then a big ridge of high pressure will build in for the early part of next week, and spring-like warmth will make an appearance in the northeast with a mix of sun and clouds near 70 on Monday and partly sunny with highs into the lower 70s on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms from southern Kentucky into middle Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, and western South Carolina. A very moist, warm sector with low 70s dew points will reside south of a northward advancing warm front across the Gulf Coast states, with dew points generally in the 70s. Given the favorable kinematic and thermodynamic environment, an outbreak of severe thunderstorms is likely. This will include supercell development with a risk for tornadoes, some of which will be strong and long-lived. Large to very large hail and damaging straight-line winds also appear likely into the night tonight. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 27 degrees with a west wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 22 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 42 degrees, the dew point 39, 89% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.80 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 5 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 60s, Boston, cloudy, with a few showers in the lower to mid 40s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy, with highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 51 degrees, the low 42, the average temperature 47, that's 4 degrees above normal. 95 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 1.02 inches for the month, and 11.07 inches for the year, which is 2.64 inches of liquid precipitation above normal. Also 60.8 inches of snowfall to date, which is 2.4 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 54 degrees, the average low, 33. The record high, 82, set in 1928, and the record low, 14, in 2016. Sunrise this morning was at 6:30 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:26 p.m., 12 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes, from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower today and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Thickening clouds with rain moving back in late tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, clouds eventually mixing with more sunshine today and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Thickening clouds with rain moving back in tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with breaks of sun today and highs in the mid-50s. Thickening clouds with rain moving back in tonight and lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clouds eventually mixing with some sunshine today and highs in the upper 50s. Thickening clouds with rain moving back in tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Clouds eventually mixing with some sunshine today and highs in the upper 50s. Thickening clouds with rain moving back in tonight and lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain, heavier bursts possible, also a rumble of thunder, breezy, lower 50s, cloudy with scattered showers Friday, lower 50s, clouds with some breaks of sun Saturday near 50, mostly sunny back to the upper 50s Sunday, and a mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday, warmer in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.